By mapping the levels of the neurotransmitter glutamate across the brain, researchers at Penn think they've found a better way to identify the regions responsible for triggering seizures. Epilepsy specialist Kate Davis says traditional scans frequently come up blank.
Often we're concerned that we're only seeing the tip of the iceberg.
The new technique was tested in just 4 patients, so it's still very early to say whether it will be useful. Michael Sperling of Thomas Jefferson University says patients without obvious lesions on a regular MRI are already trickier cases.
Does this give us confidence to be able to offer surgery in those individuals, or is the yield not as great? And that's what we'll have to see.
The detection method requires an extra powerful magnet, but is completely non-invasive. I'm Jessica McDonald, WHYY News.